cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fork-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blunt, sucky, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-legged, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
There they stand in executive wear on the highest floors of their silver towers and chant, I will stay late for the company. I will work 60 hours a week for the company. I will sacrifice my family for the company. I will soak the public for the company. I will lie to our customers for the company. I will screw the employees for the company. I have sold my soul to the company. There they stand in executive wear on the highest floors of their silver towers and chant, I will stay late for the company. I will work 60 hours a week for the company. I will sacrifice my family for the company. I will serve the public for the company. I will lie to our customers for the company. I will screw the employees for the company. I have sold my soul to the company. I will work 60 hours a week for the company. I will sacrifice my family for the company. I will soak the public for the company. I will lie to our customers for the company. I will screw the employees for the company. I have sold my soul to the company.
To episode 18 of Insert Noise Here. I am, as always, your host, Loki Gerflugermeister, or Bill, those of you who actually know me and know that I'm full of shit. You just heard, or currently you're hearing in the background as I speak, somebody named Shmuley. I can only assume that's how you would pronounce such a name, S-H-M-O-O-L-I-E. Doing his damnedest to some Zappa. Before that, you heard Chris Lindsay with a little song about giving your all this Christmas season for the company. And before that, a little something by Clark Griswold. So what does it mean to you folks, this, the giving season, when everybody's money's just running out? You know, I've got a theory about all this money. It's going somewhere. Somebody's holding on to stacks and stacks of cash. And, you know, I'm not one for the pitchforks and torches. But, you know, what the fuck? Where'd it go? What'd you do with my 401k, Bubba? I mean, and so bad that the Salvation Army and the other people that stand in front of the stores and play the cowbell have resorted to using debit card machines. Because they know we have to finance our charity. We have to give at an interest rate. They're getting money away at 0% because it's the best game in town. Anyway, keep listening. Glad you're listening. Thanks for sticking in there. And we should have some more music or some such other audible nonsense in the here thereafter.
lunch, 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 lunch.
There's nothing we can eat that isn't food. Nowhere where the waitress isn't rude. Nothing here to cook, but I can always go out for a bite with RZ. Nowhere we can go that isn't gone. No way to record a Rick and Ron. Nothing we can sing because we don't have a song to record on CD. Is all we buy that can't be bought. Burn a DVD and you'll get caught. Nothing on TV because I don't like American Idol. It's sleazy. All we eat is lunch. All we eat is lunch. All we eat is lunch. Lunch. Lunch is all we eat. All we eat is lunch.
Together.
All we eat is lunch.
Everybody.
All we eat is lunch. Lunch. Lunch is all we eat. Lunch is all we eat.
Lunch is all we
eat. Lunch is all we
eat.
Lunch is all we
eat.
Lunch is all we eat. Lunch is all we
eat.
Lunch is all we eat.
Lunch is all we
eat. Lunch is all we eat.
Lunch is all
we eat.
Lunch is all we
eat. Lunch is all we
eat.
Lunch is all we eat.
Lunch is all
we
eat.
Ah! There are no chimneys in city apartments down which Santa can slide. So when he brings our Christmas presents, he'll take an elevator ride. Hey, Santa's stuck in the elevator. Can we get him out okay? Santa's stuck in the elevator. I hope to see that jolly fellow later.
For our stockings will be empty Christmas Day.
Hurry, get the ropes and let's tug with all our strength and might. The fit was just a little bit snug, the squeeze just a little bit tight.
Santa's stuck in the elevator, his little dummy got in the way.
Santa's stuck in the elevator, I hope to see that jolly fellow later.
For our stockings will be empty Christmas Day.
Thank you. bevor ich die Frage des Gerichtshofes beantworte, ob ich mich schuldig oder nicht schuldig bekenne. You must be guilty or not guilty. Bekenne mich im Sinne der Anklage nicht schuldig. Rudolf Hess. Will be entered at a plea of not guilty.
We won't be proven wrong.
I don't think we'll discover anything.
September the 11th, 2001.
The smoking gun.
It is all a web of lies.
I will soon submit to Congress a request for $87 billion.
Who are you people? What the hell is going on around here?
Those answers mean nothing if we're going to be hunted down like animals.
Recently had a close encounter.
By the way, we've discovered a base on the backside of the moon.
One giant step for mankind.
I want to speak to someone in charge.
The White House? Oh, no, I'm terribly sorry. I can't put you through to the president.
You have no right.
You have no rights.
It is a federal felony. It's a crime to mislead and distort information and present it to the Congress.
Dollars, dollars.
Ah, dollars.
Dolor, dolor, dolor.
I don't believe the prices. Look, Bernice, it's an economic catastrophe.
We're going to Hawaii.
Who are you people?
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets.
Who knows what's going to be next?
This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile found sometime last week has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection. Headline edition will bring you special reports and interviews in a moment.
I've been wanting to tell you about this for years. I guess if they're putting in the papers now, it's no longer a top secret.
13 billion years ago, the universe began. About 13 billion years ago, the first stars appeared. That would be a period of 8 billion years before our sun and its solar system were created. If a life form began with those early stars, it would be 8 billion years ahead of us in its state of evolution. Think of 8 billion years of evolution. Then try to imagine our own life form in 8 billion years from now. Now try to reason that there is no way that we are being watched or even manipulated by extraterrestrials. It is quite unreasonable to believe that we are not.
The subject is laughed at because it is so serious. What are we going to do?
President Carter, upon taking office in January of 1977, held a meeting with then the Director of Central Intelligence, who was George Bush Sr., and demanded that the Director of Central Intelligence turn over to the President the classified information about unidentified flying objects and the information that was in the possession of the United States intelligence community concerning the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence. This information was refused to the President of the United States by the Director of Central Intelligence, George Bush Sr.
Now, national security.
I'm sure that whatever is needed to bring light on this conspiratorial theory can be done. I've always been very careful about releasing classified information.
Fascism you can vote for. Isn't that sweet?
Government is another way to say better than you. Classified my ass!
Not even a firecracker, because they belong to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Now, we've lost 58,000 men, and we never even dropped a firecracker on the oil refineries. Wow!
Thank you, gentlemen, and welcome to our American allies. Will you please get the hell out of here?
You're being transformed at this moment. That you're changing in such a way you're going to give a spend of yourself in a gladness.
I wanted to try and get a second UN resolution.
I was absolutely satisfied.
Do you still believe Flight 77 hit the Pentagon?
We predict the future. The best way to predict the future is to invent it.
You are now clear to engage the moving vehicle. Guy running, throwing a weapon.
We're going to achieve what we need to achieve.
A new world order. The attack on the nation state.
I knew this wasn't an accident.
Fire does not shatter steel structures. Why does nobody care that a steel building disintegrated for no apparent reason?
You may yourself become a target.
People are deserving and capable of human liberty.
I feel a real sense of enthusiasm for that agenda.
The border is a new country, a juxtaland that surrounds every nation. It is not just a fictional state. It is a real place, and it's a real situation. All you Americans who are scared of cultural inundation by hordes of hungry and jobless, admit it, live in your fear that the third world is not just next door, that it is becoming part of you, of us.
That is the future we choose.
There will be no more wars of aggression against your neighbors. No more poison factories. No more executions of dissidents. No more torture chambers and rape rooms. The day of your liberation is near.
There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it.
I call on the people to elect new leaders.
Propaganda.
I call on the people to elect new leaders.
It's the same doggone thing. Propaganda.
You have weapons of mass destruction.
This is really war.
Our regrets and necessities have compelled us to bomb North Vietnam.
Here we are, we started a war over...
He has weapons of mass destruction, and he used them against his own people.
Well, fine! If you knew he had them, if you had the proof...
And you said you did.
But now we find out that the whole thing was based on misinformation, subterfuge, propaganda, and lies.
I call on the people to elect new leaders.
Propaganda.
I call on the people to elect new leaders.
It's the same doggone thing.
Survival plus dignity equals migration minus memory.
Edith, look! Genuine Indian ski pants for only 2,500 pesos. What a bargain!
These people are crazy for dollars!
The law!
Dollars, dollars.
Ah, dollars.
Dolor, dolor, dolor.
Corrupt officials and prostitutes, beggars everywhere.
How can they live like that?
Go back to your country, wake up.
According to plan.
Oh, man.
I think ever since the end of the Second World War, when the German military leaders were prosecuted for initiating aggressive war, and indeed were strung up because of it, there's been a certain reluctance on the part of senior military figures to follow their example. And I can well understand Admiral Boyce and General Jackson not wishing, as General Jackson put it himself, to share the next door shell. I think there will still be certainly considerable doubt and unhappiness among senior and indeed all ranks of the army about it. The war was, in my view, and that of, I think, the majority of constitutional lawyers, illegal.
The advice was clear that the war was lawful.
The war was, in my view, and that of, I think, the majority of constitutional lawyers, illegal.
The war was lawful.
Illegal.
Lawful.
You're perhaps aware that you are the only living man who can expound to us the true purpose of the Nazi Party and the inner workings of its leadership?
I am perfectly aware of that.
Upon coming to power, did you not immediately abolish parliamentary government in Germany?
The parliamentary or democratic system which previously existed had brought Germany to the verge of ruin. I might remind you that your own President Roosevelt, as far as I can recall, I cannot quote it word for word, declared, "Certain people in Europe have forsaken democracy because democracy had brought forth men who were too weak to give their people work and bread and to satisfy them. For this reason, the peoples have abandoned both the system and the men belonging to it." There is much truth in that statement.
After you came to power, you regarded it necessary in order to maintain power to suppress all opposition parties?
Through opposition, we had been completely ruined. It was now time to have done with it, to start building up.
And you considered it necessary to establish concentration camps immediately in order to eliminate opposition, is that correct?
Yes.
And to deprive persons of the right to public trial in independent courts?
Ah, there were two categories. Those who had committed some act of treason against the new state were naturally turned over to the courts. The others, however, of whom one might expect such acts but had not yet committed them, were taken into protective custody, and those people were taken into concentration camps.
Their project is to make us scared and stupid. And see, my problem is, I've been to Washington, D.C. and stood in the middle of the night out in the Jefferson Memorial and read the inscriptions of Jefferson's quotes that are hammered into the marble. And you look up inside the rotunda, the favored quote at the highest point of the building, you have to turn around backwards to read it. He says, "On the altar of God, I pledge undying hostility to any government restriction on the free minds of the people." We were the first nation state to establish the principle that sovereignty, ultimate political power, resides in the people. That's a fundamentally radical concept, and these guys don't like the implications of it for their maintenance of minority wealth and power, and they're out to destroy that. But they will fail. I guarantee you they will fail.